Save even more during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Mylow's Pro Rewards members save up to 20% on in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. And save up to 20% on in-stock pre-hung interior doors when you buy six or more. Load up today on the materials you need and get the most out of Pro Savings Days. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, were her grandparents trying to warn her even though they have both passed away?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts and try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper's with me today. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing very, very good. How about you, Carol?
We're good. We're good. I guess I'm speaking on me and my behalf of me and my cats. I'm not sure why I said we're good. I'm good.
That's good.
But we haven't talked to each other for a couple weeks.
No, we have not. And I feel like it's just been such a scramble over the weekends and stuff.
I know, because like, now with Harper back in school, we usually record on the weekends. And sometimes it's hard to figure it out between your schedule and my schedule.
But sometimes I have stuff going on and sometimes I don't. So it's just really weird.
You know, it's like during the week, you get so busy with all school stuff. And I don't want you to not focus on that. That's a kind of important. Just
sadly enough, yeah.
Tennis lessons going good?
Yeah, tennis lessons are going good. In fact, my stepsister joined and started doing tennis lessons with me. Now we have two different, like we have same classes, but now we both do tennis lessons on Monday and Wednesday. So that's fun.
Oh, that's really fun. So you get to do it twice a week.
Yeah.
Yay for you.
And I still want to go into private lessons because those lessons are group lessons, but yeah.
You know, the group lessons are going to help you kind of get the sport down and the rules and all of that stuff. And then the private lessons will help get your game down.
Yeah, because me and Cameron both kind of suck at tennis.
I am going to be honest. I always kind of did too. But you know what? It'll set you up for playing really great pickleball.
Yeah. Seriously. I'm not the biggest fan of pickleball.
Well, when you come here, we should go play pickleball.
I'll try.
Harper's going to come to my town in December.
Yes, I'm so excited to do that. I'm so excited to go see one of your plays that you write, too.
Yes, I've got a play, a Christmas play that I wrote, and we're going to go see that and hang out, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait to see you. Let's hear a ghost story. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Says, I am writing from a small town in Ontario, Canada. I have so many stories I can share as I am very sensitive to spirits and energies, and I can even receive messages. This part's interesting. Usually from victims of terrible events trying to get messages to family. For example, 9/11 victims.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine?
Is it specifically like horrible tragedies or?
She said usually from victims of terrible events.
I wonder why. Is it like that
I don't know.
I wonder if it's like, I wonder if it's almost like making it like a beacon, a negative energy. And not necessarily negative, but like negative, like events almost.
And wouldn't that be awkward to, you know, try to contact somebody and say, hey, you know, I want to tell you I've got a message from your loved one? Because I would think you'd get a lot of pushback on that. And people would just be like, yeah, you don't know me. You're crazy. So it would make it hard if you really were getting these messages from people to be like, I got a message. So I think that I would love to know a little bit more about that in particular. I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah, I do think that's very fascinating too.
So here's the story. It says, this one is personal and definitely my favorite. I have lived in the same house for 30 years. And before me, my mom grew up and was raised in this house by my grandparents. It's a duplex with a two-bedroom apartment above the house. We lived in the apartment when I was younger. My grandparents lived in the house below. Then my parents purchased the house and my grandparents moved to the apartment. I was half raised by my grandparents and we were very close. In 2013, I took a year off from college to take care of my grandma who had Alzheimer's, and unfortunately, that year she passed away. That is so kind of her to take a year off from college and help out.
Yeah, that
is so hard to find help for elderly people. I'm going through that right now with my own mother. It's just hard. It's hard to juggle it all. My grandpa was extremely lonely and I spent as much time with him as I could. One evening I was sleeping in the apartment with him and I woke up as it felt like someone sat on the end of the bed on my feet. I thought it was him and I woke up startled, but no one was there. I felt extremely uneasy and shook it off. A couple of months later, my grandpa unexpectedly passed away. We say it was from a broken heart. And you know what? I agree. I think when you're with...
Can you pass away from a broken heart? Is that a thing?
You know what? I believe in that. I believe that you can get... You know, when you've lived your whole life with somebody, maybe 50, 60 years... And I think you just become so depressed and you just don't care. I think that kind of sets in motion some things. And it's because your heart is broken because you don't care. So literally broken heart, I mean, I'm sure that your heart can break in a number of different ways. But I think you could just be so sad too. Yeah. So it says, after this, I became extremely sensitive to spiritual activity. I received messages from spirits and felt negative/positive energies in various locations. I have tons of stories. Anyways, after they both passed away, various things started happening in the apartment and our house. The TV in the basement would turn on. The stereos would turn on. And sometimes I could hear what sounded like my grandpa playing his old-timey country music through the floor, and it sounded as if it was coming from the apartment upstairs. A few years passed, and I moved into the apartment with my then-boyfriend. It sounds like this family just rotates from the main house to the apartment to back to main house to apartment. And again, things started happening. I was using the restroom, and I heard a clear knock on the door. It was unmistakable. The apartment had old solid wooden doors, and I heard the tapping clearly. I opened the door, thinking it was my boyfriend, but found him on the phone in our bedroom. He denied knocking on the door and was laughing at me for being so spooked. A few weeks later, I was alone in the apartment, sleeping during the day as I worked the night shift at that time. Again, I felt someone sit on my feet at the end of the bed. It was real. It felt like a person. They were even warm. I woke up abruptly again, thinking it was my boyfriend waking me up when he got home from work. No one was there. It was the middle of the day. Years passed, and I eventually left that relationship with my boyfriend from that time as it was extremely negative in so many ways. It took a lot of healing. I now live in that apartment with my husband and 8-month-old daughter, and nothing has occurred. I feel their presence, but it's positive. I can't help but think they were trying to warn me away from my boyfriend at the time and couldn't get their messages through to me. From time to time, my daughter will stare at the corners of the ceiling, smile, laugh, or babble away in the corner of her bedroom. I laugh and ask her if it's her great-grandpa Lenny and great-grandma Marie. So do you think, say there was the spirit of her grandparents there, And she doesn't go into great detail about this boyfriend, but just she said it was extremely negative in so many ways. Do you think they could have been kind of trying to get through to her and be like, he needs to go? This is not
I do definitely see that, yeah.
Because I love at the end, she says that I feel their presence, but it's positive. And other things were happening, like knocking on the door. That would be to get your attention. You know, maybe it's the things they were trying to do. Like, literally, wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think the grandparents were trying to warn her about that. Yeah, definitely.
Because don't you think if it was something else, that would have continued? It'd still be going
on.
Yeah,
I do. And they wouldn't have just gone from negative to positive like that. Not necessarily negative, but like almost like trying to get your attention to just like calm and positive, like as soon as like.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. It's more like an attention getting thing.
Yeah, not negative, essentially.
So I personally love the idea of her grandparents being there just as kind of protectors and watching over her, and especially watching over her little baby. That gives me like a warm and fuzzy feeling. I think that's sweet.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a very like good story.
Okay, here is our next story.
I have quite a few stories, but I'm going to call back with a lot of the other creepier ones. I'm going to start with the one that started everything. I was really little. I was maybe about 5 or 6. At the time, I was living in Jackson, and we, meaning my family, had lived in this house in Jackson for years. I had been living there since I was born, and we lived there until I was about 14 years old. And from that time, just in that time period that we were there, stuff got real dark real fast. And we were told by pastors, priests, that it was evil and it was dark and that we needed to either get out or get some kind of help. But it didn't start off mean. Now, when I was really little, when I was like 5 or 6, I had left my, like a teddy bear or like a blanket or something down in the basement where we were playing. And I had asked my brother and his friend to come downstairs with me because I was super freaked out in the basement. I never went down there by myself. I asked them to come downstairs with me to come get it. So we go to the stairs, we turn the light on, and there's like that patch of light that when you turn the light on from the hall, it just extends so far and then just cuts off. I had a little Tonka truck that was sitting there in the light. And as we're walking down the stairs, we hear a rocking horse, like an old rocking horse with metal springs and everything. We heard that start rocking, like, violently, like, not, like, back and forth, like, violently, like, it was shaking. And that Tonka truck that was sitting in the light, that had moved all by itself from the light into the dark where you couldn't see it anymore. And then what we saw was one of our remote control cars. We thought that its headlights had turned on, but we saw two red lights underneath a table that we had left these cars. Now, scared shitless, we run back upstairs and we said, forget it. And then the next morning, my brother and I went downstairs to go grab my stuff. And that Tonka truck was there or whatever. And we went to go look at the remote control cars. And those cars were not under that table. There was nothing underneath that table. And we had gone to ask my parents. And we're little, so mind you, they're going to try to make sure that I'm not like scared or anything. So they basically told me that it was nothing. You were seeing stuff. You and your brother are imagining things. Don't worry about it. There's nothing here. And I tried to tell them, well, these lights turned on. Those cars aren't there. Did you guys move them? They're like, no, we haven't even been in the basement. But we used to see like shadow figures. The main one that we would see was like we had all seen it. It was a little boy. You could make out its distinct figure. It was definitely a boy. He would stand around corners and kind of like peek around the corner and stare at you. He would like run from room to room, but it wasn't running. You didn't hear footsteps. You would just catch it off the corner of your eye, and you would look, and you would see. It looked like someone was, like, jumping from one bedroom to the next, and it was made the hair on the back of your neck stand up, give you chills. It was pretty freaky. That's my first story. It's not that scary, but like I said, I'll get into the crazy stuff a little bit later. I'm hoping to become an EPP soon. I just recently discovered your show about 2 weeks ago when I started my new job, and I've been catching up on older episodes, and I am addicted. The workday flies by, and it's great. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Love the show. It's fantastic. I appreciate that you guys have a podcast dedicated to real stories from people that have been through some pretty creepy shit. So thanks, guys.
So what do you think about that? That's pretty creepy stuff. And then he's like, he said they were scared shitless, but it sounds like there was a crazier stuff that happened than that.
Yeah, and I was when he said like I'll get to the crazy stuff later. Like, I want to hear more.
It's like, why do we have to wait till later? Why can't you just share that right now?
Yeah, I mean, like, that was a fairly short story, but
and it was creepy. And I get and sometimes, you know, when you're a kid, you go to your parents and it's like, yeah, whatever. And you don't feel heard. I mean, you're a kid. You have to experience that.
But I feel your like dad's so many parents good. Just like sum it up to like being like an imagination or like they mm-hmm. Read or watched something scary that like made them imagine things.
I definitely think that can happen.
I do think that can happen, but I also think that's only what like parents muck it up to be. But in reality, it's really not.
And I think those stories definitely happen. You can tell in his voice. Years later, oh, yeah. He remembers it. He knows what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
But I get why the parents, because then it's tough too, because even if they're having experiences, do they want to acknowledge it to you? Because is that going to scare you even more?
Exactly.
So that would be a tough situation to be in as a parent. Like, okay, I'm having this stuff happen to me. My kids are having this stuff. But what do I do? What do I tell them? And I don't know if there's a really good answer. I would think that would all be case by case.
Yeah.
Family by family. Okay, so that said, that guy's got to call back in with the rest of the story.
Oh, yeah, I bet he does.
Because that just simply was not enough of it.
Yeah.
We need more. More, please.
Give us more.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you prefer an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Babe, did you see that Moto Casino is giving a $1,776,000 worth of prizes?
That's why they're called America's Social Casino, celebrating the birth of America bigger than anyone else.
You can win incredible experiences at NASCAR and F1 races and a grand prize of 1 million sweeps coins.
So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.